Shockley's in here, the podcasting beast from the East with the Professor John Gotti, the King of RNG, the Trollmaster, yes, the Diddy Analyzing Ninja, the conqueror of his own fate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the cleaner, Professor Omega, Prophadamus.
What is up, my brothers and sisters? I am the wise man for your reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion, and currently the reigning, defending, undisputed world heavyweight champion of the world, the tribal beast, the head of the table, the Pied Piper of podcasting. He is Los Tranquilo. And for all those who doubt him, they will soon acknowledgely the sanitizer Doc Lesnar. Man, what's going on, man?
I don't know, I'm pretty good, man. How you doing?
You know, it's a lot of stuff happening. We got a lot of rumors, we got some follow-ups, I mean, we got shocking news, we got teams in cap hell, but we'll talk about that another day.
Yes. I guess we should start with the Chicago Bears hiring their new GM, Ryan Poles, who, you know, we obviously talked about with the Giants role. He was one of the followers. But, I mean, at least he got the nod. I mean, it looks like he's going to come in and do great things with the Bears. So the Chiefs and the Bills just getting shredded there a little bit.
It's going to be better than what was occurred with the former regime. I'll tell you that right now.
True, true. And, I mean, the Bears need a new start. They need a whole regime change and a culture change. The only thing I don't like about what I'm hearing from the Bears, and you let me know if you heard the same thing, but it looks like Jim Caldwell is a high chance candidate of getting the job with Chicago. And it dawned on me last night.
Okay.
That Jim Caldwell in the NFL gives me real Dwayne Casey vibes. Okay, let me know.
Before you continue on, I'm going to need to be extra careful about what you're going to say after that.
It's just, I feel like Dwayne Casey gets hired when a team needs a cultural change, they need a cultural upgrade, but they never keep him around long enough to see
it in full fruition.
Yeah. Now, granted, you know, the Raptors did give him a long time. You know, he got a chance to, you know, coach the Raptors for a very long time. But when I think of a Caldwell, you know, you think of his opportunity and time with the Lions. And I think I told you that the last time the Lions had a winning record, it was with Caldwell. Here we are, you know, years later, and, you know, he's sitting on the bench. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that if Caldwell does get the opportunity, he gets the full opportunity. He's 67 years old, so I don't know how much longer he can actually do this.
I think, and you may correct me for this, but I think certain franchises, you know, we can't use the full phrase. Normally they want the young guys, but certain franchises, they do want the old guys. Like, no, they want guys with a certain degree of pedigree behind them. And like you mentioned, Jim Caldwell does bring a cultural change, usually for the better. I would say majority for the better. And I think also the front office of the Bears need to try to save face with their franchise because they have been, you know, less than conspicuous the past couple of years.
Right. And he's going to be one of very few coaches who are on the, I guess, prospective coaches, head coaches with past experience that are going to come in with an actual winning record. 62-50 as a head coach, 2-4 in the postseason. I mean, 54 or dang near 55% as an NFL coach. I mean, he's been coaching since 1977, Johnny. So it's not like he doesn't have the experience. I'm just curious to see if he actually gets the nod or not, and if he's going to get the time. And that's the question that I have.
Yeah.
But other than that, the Oakland Raiders did request interviews with executive John Spytek of the Bucks. I think I said Oakland, didn't I?
You did.
I thought I did.
I had a pretty good laugh about that. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry. The Las Vegas Raiders, excuse me. I think I still see the silver and black. I still think Oakland. But Spytek, of course, I mentioned before that, you know, if I was a team, I would want to look into these particular executives because they've been doing such a great job with the salary cap in Tampa.
No doubt.
But moving along here, we had some Sean Payton news, which came out of nowhere. I mean, it started off with a little smoke, right? Hey, you know, Sean Payton hasn't confirmed whether he's going to come back to Tampa Bay, to New Orleans. And then all of a sudden it was like, he's not retiring,
but he's stepping away,
stepping down. Now, I don't know if that opens him up to go to other jobs.
No. He wants to go, and I'm pretty sure this is dealing with a lot of negotiations. So basically, what's going on?
Don't you dare say he's going to go hang out with his baby girls or nothing. I don't want to hear that crap, Sean Payton.
No, he wants to go to TV and be a broadcaster with CBS. I believe it's CBS.
What?
Yes. So he wants to do that. I mean, essentially, this is him wanting to take a mental break.
I mean, commentary is not easy. Just like, never mind.
Nope. Now you have to say it. You put that out there.
No. Forget it. I'm not going to do it. You can't make me.
But basically, contractually, he's still in the books for the Saints. Now, whether or not they'll allow him to do it, well, he told them that, but whether or not, you know, and I'm pretty sure they're going to allow him to do it because, you know, he's done so much for the franchise over the past, you know, 10 years. Of course, the post-Katrina Super Bowl win and everything like that. Like, he is literally a martyr for the Big Easy. But basically, he won't be allowed to sign with another team because he'll still be on the books, I believe, for like another 3 years with the Saints. So, like, there's a lot of, like, penalizing that's in place if he decides to pull a person who should not be named any longer.
Thank you.
But, no, he just wants to go on TV. He wants to be a TV commentator.
I guess I can understand. I mean, personally, I don't know.
We've seen players do it.
Yes, we have.
So,
but
it's
it would have been worse, though. Absolutely. It would have been worse if he was leaving and going to another team. But I can understand a team wanting to pay that fine.
A fine. I think he'll be breach of contract. So it's more of a legal issue than a money issue. It's not just money.
I mean, I think a team wouldn't mind paying his legal fees also if they had to.
I don't know about that.
Jerry Jones would do it all. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Jerry Jones, you just told me that they wasn't even McCarthy.
Well, that was before finding out that freaking the guy
That's not fair. That's not fair.
This is the guy that they've always wanted. Hey, listen, I didn't expect Brian Flores to get fired either, but he did. And they must have knew somebody was coming along that they really liked. I mean, that happens all the time. You know, somebody leaves and all of a sudden you get somebody you like that's free and you got to take your chance. But with Sean Payton out, my expectation is that Dennis Allen gets the job. I think Dennis Allen, who's been a head coach previously, He's been mm-hmm. with the, I think he did two stints with the Saints. And I think he should be the leading candidate to take over the job. What he did when Peyton was out was pretty good. I know he always dominates the Bucks. I know that for sure. But Dennis Allen there. Of course, Dennis Allen should get the nod. I guess lastly here, really quickly, we got, you know, Antonio Brown, obviously, that's something that we may have to save for tomorrow, but I just want to give you this quick sound bite here, or I guess quick take here. Gronk told TMZ that if he was forced to make the decision today, he'd retire. That's if he made the decision today. I mean, it was a really, really tough loss, but you know, if you had to decide right now, this second, if you're playing next year, he said he would say no. It's 2 days after the season.
Yeah, it's way too soon to make a knee-jerk decision. You have an entire offseason to, you know, make those type of choices. Take it with a grain of salt, folks.
Yeah, and you know, it's I'm sure there's a lot to it. You know, you got to think about playing, not playing with Tom. You know, because that's a whole thing. We're gonna be on Tom Brady retirement watch for the rest of this month and well into next month.
I mean, probably for the next 2 months.
No, I don't think he's gonna drag it out that long. I think he's letting everybody else get some airtime. He'll probably take a couple of weeks, and then one random Thursday midday after a nap, he'll say that he had a dream or something that, you know, he was playing with his kids and going down a slip and slide or something. And, you know, we'll go from there. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
But, Johnny, I know the people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform.
Uh-huh.
But if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in tomorrow as we go over more news, more analysis, and the reads.